Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The Agriculture Council of America will host National Agriculture Day next Tuesday. It marks the 50th anniversary of National Ag Day, themed this year, Growing a Climate for Tomorrow. Amy Bradford with GrowMark, chair of this year's event, provides a preview of the activities coming up next Tuesday.
So Growing a Climate for Tomorrow, the theme for National Ag Day, and we are in our 50th year this year, so we're excited about that and the activities that are going to take place. But the theme really, I guess, set us up in agriculture to talk about all of the ways that agriculture is involved in society and preparing for the future of agriculture as well. So Growing a Climate for Tomorrow seemed to fit well into the things that agriculture is experiencing now, whether it be environmental and true climate issues, or whether agriculture is, you know, agribusinesses and farmers are preparing and growing that environment for the future of agriculture. So we're excited to be able to celebrate our 50th year in Washington, D.C. on March 21 and National Ag Day. So we have scheduled the Ag Day proclamation ceremony, which we have scheduled for March 21 at USDA, beginning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And before that, we will have a session that will feature representatives of some of the companies involved with National Ag Day who are talking about how their companies are growing a climate for tomorrow. So it goes beyond just true environmental and climate issues to, you know, how do you essentially set the table for the future, whether that's succession planning for key positions, recruiting and retaining top talent, which is increasingly difficult in agriculture, to geopolitical events or situations that might be impacting ag today and into the future, sustainability, of course, and then government policy, public opinion, and regulations that may impact our ability to grow that climate for tomorrow. It is an event where we invite legislators and elected officials, as well as their staff, to come in and experience some of the food associated with agriculture, and then to tell the National Ag Day story. So that will be at 5:30 Eastern Time on March 21 and the Library of Congress. And we're looking forward to providing some of those delicious food samples that are raised and grown in America for the people who attend that. And we're excited to be able to do that and share that story. Either at the proclamation signing or maybe the Taste of Agriculture reception, to hear from the winners of that essay contest. Another thing that students are doing, and this is an outgrowth of the COVID situation, where students were not able to visit their legislators in person, and they set up virtual sessions. They're being encouraged to do that again this year, but we're also an ag influencer page website for college students. And what this is, it's a place for students to sign up and to become an ag influencer, which would be the ultimate goal for them, would be to increase public awareness about the role of agriculture in society.
Amy Ryan of GrowMark, chair of this year's National Ag Day next Tuesday. Again, most of the televised, publicized events taking place in the nation's capital, but you can decide how you want to celebrate Ag Day in your community. Let's take a break. Be right back.